By now, you know Wednesdays are building our future. We talk economic development in the North Mississippi area. This radio station has a coverage of some 13 counties. We try and talk about the good things going on. And obviously, since mid-March or so, the economy's been a little different. Things have been a little bit different. And trying to do all we can to talk to some of the people on the front lines and different people in different locations. And today, TVA is bringing us TVA lead tech Steve Thompson to the show. Steve, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Gary. How are you?
Things are all right. I've told people a lot this, Steve. It's taken me back to my young days of growing up in the middle of nowhere outside of the Sardis Lake when I rode a bike a lot, or I went outside and fished, and I did this, and I just took my time, and I didn't have to rush here. I didn't have to rush there. Okay, yeah, I'm still coming in and doing a little radio show once in a while, but I'm taking it easy a little bit more. Now, your job might not allow you to do that so much, but for me, it's kind of taken me back to my younger years. How about you?
Well, I can remember those years too, Gary, but we're staying busy at TVA. We're trying to make sure we keep the lights on for the people in the valley. And, we're one of the essential people because, everybody depends on electricity. It does.
Well, no doubt. In fact, obviously with the Easter storms coming through and power that was out throughout so much of this listing area, for some of our cooperatives, it took, several days to get things back on. What has it been like to be on the front lines and do those things, your job, with the storms and with the pandemic and everything going on at the same time? What has that been like?
It's a total change. We've hadn't necessarily changed the way we operate, but we've changed the way we do things as far as people-wise at Magnolia. We got protocols we go through now. I can listen to you, but normally we arrive at work. Everybody, I have four people on shift, including myself, and we're in operations. And then we know what it is if this COVID-19 involves. So we'll kind of want to take care of one another. First thing we're going to do is make sure nobody's sick. And actually, the companies provide us with a thermometer. And we'll, everybody jokingly take the temperature. Oh, I got to work. I ain't got any temperature. just kind of make not a joyous occasion, but kind of make fun out of it.
Well, you have to. Yeah. You have to lighten the mood every once in a while. If not, we could really just totally fear ourselves into, deep, deep depression with everything that is going on. Let me tell you this, because all but 4 years of my life, and most of the people that have listened to the show know that I'm in that mid-50-ish range, I've lived in North Mississippi. I had no clue the Magnolia Gas Plant was in Benton County, and I know that TVA's been involved for a few years now. What exactly happens there near Ashland?
We generate electricity. In other words, we got a 1,000-megawatt power plant. It's natural gas fired. We recover the heat and run a steam turbine, so it's called a combined cycle. In other words, we're not wasting the heat off the gas exhaust. We're actually using that heat and water, and doing a steam turbine also. So we got three units, over 1,000 megawatts. And we got everything running like it is. So it's providing a lot of power for this area and the Tennessee Valley.
Well, and I think it's, it's kind of interesting to hear, using the gas, then the steam and everything with, the electricity and then where we have it. And I know TVA in this valley is doing everything they can to make it as safe for everybody, as green. We go green, we do all the things that we can and make it so that our homes do have the power. Or more importantly, and I know it's been important, I've had power at home, our hospitals are those necessary places that need that electricity, can have that electricity.
That's correct. And you're talking about making it green. I will say this about TVA. They are a grain company. I mean, we're regulated by the NDEQ, Mississippi Department of Environmental Regulations. We got regulations we have to meet on every aspect as far as emissions, water discharge, and all of that. And so it is a green plant, I would say.
We're talking with Steve Thompson, TVA, and the Magnolia plant there in Benton County. So I know you've had other jobs, done other things in life. How long have you been with TVA? How long have you been doing what you're doing currently?
Okay, this September I will have been with TVA 8 years. Prior to that, I was with an independent fire company that actually built the plant, and they started building in 2001 and commissioned it in 2003, and that's when I went to work with them in 2003. So I actually been in the power business about 17 years.
Have you seen, and obviously there aren't many of us that have seen something like COVID-19 that has come through and changed things as well as your normal things that you have to deal with, the ice storms, the tornadoes, the whatever may be going through. Have you guys, I mean, really had to deal with this and in any part of the valley like you're having to do right now?
We did have a tornado here a year or two ago that came pretty close to Magnolia. In fact, it got one of our transmission lines, and we got two ways out, and then we ended up shutting the unit down. But that's the closest we had. We had a hailstorm up there that busted a bunch of windows. And I mean, we have issues like the normal people do, but we worked through it.
You know, I've had several of our guys on, whether it is Northeast Power, and we've talked with those at North Central Co-op. We've had information from TVEPA and others that deal and get, things through TVA as well. But none of the, maybe guys that are out there on that every day and trying to make sure that a person's home or a place of business is getting what they deserve as far as that power service is concerned. Is there any way that you can take us through what is a normal day for you?
Like I said, normal day, with COVID-19, we arrive, like I said, we check temperatures, we go over what we're going to do, like a pre-job brief. And then, in other words, we generate the electricity. We're making the electricity. So I have a control room operator. Of course, like I said, we're on an MDEQ. We have water chemistry we have to do. We have to check our units. We got three units. We check those, make sure that no issues as far as motors bad, leaking oil, or any kind of thing that would disrupt us generating electricity. So, like I said, I'm the lead tech. I'm responsible to make sure things get done. We have work orders of preventive maintenance and stuff like that. So we try to get those done, and I handle all the paperwork. It's 12 hours of, I wouldn't say constantly doing something, but we've got stuff we got to do and we got to get it done. So
it is a 12-hour day that you put in and get rolling, and then we just take it for granted and sit there and flip the light switch on and off, and if it's not on, we can blame Steve, right?
Well, no.
No.
I'm putting power on that big 500 kV line out there. And all corn electric, tip electric, Holly Springs electric, they're getting their power off of our grid. They're buying it from TVA. Now, you need to call them if your light's
gone. No, I get it. I get it. And again, if we don't add some levity into things, what can we do? So, look, I appreciate the time, and I know it's precious because of those long days and the things that you're doing, but I thought that the people might like to hear from someone that's on that front line and doing some things, and I appreciate TVA getting, someone to speak to me about that. I don't know if we'll get back to a normal situation, Steve, and of course we're talking about that with every business and with every person that we're doing. This may have changed the way we go about living life in the future. Do you agree?
Hey, that's correct. That's correct. And I mean, we work a 7-day rotation, like two crews, one day, one night, and then we get through two more crews. Well, when I'm off, I'm sheltering in place other than the bare necessities because, you know, the valley depends on you. So you don't want to get out and catch this stuff or you can't work. So it is a problem. It is. And I hope we find a vaccine or something. But I think if people will just take it to heart, be careful, and follow the CDC guidelines, we'll probably come out of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. We'll find a way somewhere. Look, I appreciate your time today and for what you do and enlightening us a little bit, and we'll hopefully get out of this as soon as possible. And again, in talking to the other, the people that are working in the power business, I know there's probably not a, quote, typical or normal day for you, but we do appreciate what you guys do, and thanks for spending a little time with me today.
You're welcome, Gary. You're welcome, and I appreciate you getting this word out to the people that, you know, we are trying to keep the lights on in the valley.